Hope you're enjoying yourself, LFU. It's another lad pre-match podcast. It's game day. Hopefully you're excited. Probably not. But yes, it's lads pre-match pod, the correct way to start your match day. Either if you're on the train, on the coach, even if you're sat at home, we have all the pre-match conversation that the LFU needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes. And oh boy, it's going to be a dreaded one today. It's going to be awful. Man City away. Oh, I mean, you just feel excited when you hear those words, don't you, LFU? That's a game you really want to play, isn't it? Oh, God. Anyway, last week, before we jump into any City talk, Villa at home, Sunday, 2 p.m. kickoff on the telly. I mean, wow. Wow. Can it get any worse? That game felt horrendous. When I woke up the next day, honestly, I just felt like I was having a bad hangover from how bad that game was. But let's see how I felt post-match.
So, full-time, Leeds United 1, Aston Villa 2. That's the final nail in the coffin for Daniel Farke as Leeds United manager, in my opinion. He should not continue. I mean, the state of what happened in it is just, he's lost it. He's lost everything. He's lost the fans. He's lost all of it. I mean, when you've got a fan, I mean, an idiot, by the way, running onto the pitch to go up to him and complain about not doing a sub is insane. You've got the whole entire stadium counting down until the 70th minute to do a sub. You've got chance to do a sub. It was horrendous. I think everybody's lost their trust in Farke. I mean, the way we played, the first half, we looked decent. Second half, after that goal, I just turned around and went, yeah, we're not winning this game. This game is going to be out of our reach now. And that's just what happens. Some poor individual performances there. Some awful decision-making. In my opinion, let's just get rid of him now. We'll put like Johnny Howson as manager for the next two games, try and get someone in for Liverpool, and yeah, just go from there. But it's not looking good at the minute. I feel like Farke should go, but maybe when the podcast comes out, he might have gone already. But yeah, that's what I think. But anyway, go on, Leeds.
Well, to answer that question for you, lad, in the past, Daniel Farke is still Leeds United manager at the time of recording, but yeah, Villa away just wasn't good whatsoever. I mean, there was a plethora of things that went wrong. It kind of started becoming a bit of a joke of a game rather than a proper game. Like, literally, the way I could sum that game up was that period of time from the 65th to the 75th minute where it became a laughing stock. It started showing shades of that 22-23 season when we got relegated and we were on the players' backs, we were on Jesse Marsh's backs, we were on the club's back. That's how it felt. That's how last Sunday felt. Maybe not on the same level, but it kind of feels like it's going in that direction now to what that like last few months of our previous Premier League stint was like, which isn't a good direction to be going in anyway. But positives from the game. We didn't play that bad. Look, I know I'm talking all doom and gloom here, acting like the worst thing in the world has just happened. The fact is, we didn't play awful. In that first half, we were actually in the game. I mean, what, we went 1-0 up? We played very well. It just, in the second half, and I'll just go on to the negative straight away here because that was the only positive, to be honest. We didn't play that bad. It only went into the second half where we needed to make a sub. Everybody knew this. As soon as Aston Villa scored 2 minutes into the second half, we needed to make a sub. We had to make a change because this wasn't going to work. Our players started looking tired after putting in a shift in the first half. We needed to change it up. But no, we wait until the 70th minute to make a change, which is just stupid. And then we just end up throwing the kitchen sink at it all over again. Like, the way you can tell Daniel Farke is running out of ideas, and it's every single time, is when he subs on Joel Pirro. Because when Joel Pirro gets subbed on, nobody knows where he's playing. He's not good enough to play at the 10 in the Premier League, so he's not going to play there. oh, but we've already got DCL or Nemechiron up front, so he's not going to play up front, and Pirro won't play on the wing. Like, that's when you can tell, like, it just feels like Farke just goes, oh, do you know what? I don't know what to do. Let's just throw our attackers on like it's FIFA and try and score a goal. And it hasn't worked once. It hasn't worked. So why do we do it? He needs to be more methodical with his changes rather than just going, right, 70 minutes, we'll bring on a winger and that's it. Because it's stupid. And bringing and just keeping on Brendan Aaronson, I mean, that is literally could be a whole podcast in itself. I still don't understand it to this day. I think Aaronson's hiding pictures of Farke. I think he's blackmailing Farke into making him start. But there's just this selection, and the player selection and the subs that are happening are just crap. And like you heard me say in that clip, I feel like that's it for Farke. I think probably after City and Chelsea, we could probably see him get sacked and we'd probably have an interim for Liverpool, or whether they're just keeping Farke at the post now whilst they're talking to people behind closed doors, then maybe that could be it. But I feel like Farke does have to go. I just can't see it going on. And again, this is the same thing over and over again. We're predictable in every way possible. As soon as Aston Villa scored, I knew we were going to lose that game. There wasn't a single part of me that was going, oh, do you know what? We can get ourselves back into this. No, as soon as it went 1-1, that was the game. Done and dusted. That was a loss. The way we play, so predictable every single time. There's nothing that changes up about it. The substitutions, it's so predictable. Every man, like Unai Emery, literally in the post-match conference or the post-match interview, literally told everybody how he broke down Leeds United and how he beat us. And he praised us. He said we played well in the first half, but when he made a tactical decision and changed everything, surprise, surprise, we did better. Farke, take a page out of his book. I mean, if it was my decision, Farke wouldn't even be Leeds United manager right now. But there you go. We're totally not in control of it whatsoever, are we? Whatever happens, happens. But Christ, it wasn't a fun game, was it, LFU? Let's hope City can bring something different. I mean, I sound absolutely insane saying that. But let's hope it does. And let's crack on with the Merv Awards. Right, Merv Awards, this is where we rate every single player that played in the previous game out of 10. And as you can tell this week, there's probably not going to be any 10s or anything too high, especially with a lot of players. But let's crack on with it. Let's get it out the way with. So, Merv Awards for Aston Villa at home. Perry, given a 4, I think, for the free kick. It was very bad. I don't know why he didn't move. It was literally straight down the middle. Maybe there was a bit of movement on the ball. I don't know. But for whatever reason, Perry didn't feel like diving for it, which is quite frustrating. For the first goal, I don't think he could have done too much, but there's a lot of pressure on Perry at the minute. I didn't think he had the greatest game. He didn't really stand out to me. There was nothing that he did that made me go, wow. He's a very good keeper. This man's a Champions League level keeper. So I've given him a 4. Goodmanson, 6. Again, just a solid Goodmanson shift. Whenever Goodmanson gets forward and is playing positively, we look like a good team. Rodon and Strike. Rodon, I've given a 7. Strike, I've given a 6. I think Rodon did have a bit of a better game than Strike. But the thing is, though, they didn't play bad. We lost 2-1, and it's all doom and gloom. But we didn't actually play terribly. Strike and Rodon were decent at the back. That's the thing. They weren't that bad, even though we conceded 2 goals. So Rodon 7, Strike 6. Bogle 6, I think he did pretty decent. When Dan James came on in the second half, he looked 10 times the player that he is when he has Buddy Aaronson running down the wing for him. So I've given him a 6. Ampadu 6, just standard Ampadu. Longstaff 5, one of his poorer games in a Leeds United shirt. Anton Stack, I've given a 5 as well. He just wasn't good. He just wasn't good at all. He was very poor. But Brendan Aaronson given a 2, probably the most frustrating player on the pitch. Didn't have a bad first half. He didn't have a bad first half, that's the thing. But man, that second half, he needs to be subbed off. I don't know why Daniel Farke keeps persisting with keeping him on after he's losing ball after ball after ball over and over again. Just bring him off, Farke. He doesn't need to be on the pitch. It's going to be bad for him mentally as well when he's got 38,000 people at Elland Road all shouting at him every time he loses the ball. Do the right thing and take the pressure off the player and bring him off. Nemechiron, I've given an 8. He's my man of the match. I thought Nemechiron was unreal in that first half. I can kind of see why we took him off in the second half, maybe because of fitness issues. But if he played like that for the full 90, we probably would have scored another. Nemec was so good. Everything from his hold-up play, his pressing, he was so quick. And of course, he got that goal as well, that nice goal. He had a great game. So Nemec, 8. Okafor given a 5. Just didn't do too much. He had a bit of a hard game for him. But he wasn't crap. He wasn't amazing. Just a 5. Everyone moved to the bench. James, given a 7, came on. Absolutely changed the game. We looked so much better with him on the pitch. Pirro, given a 2. Just crap. He was just dross. Didn't do anything at all. I don't think he did that much. He just looks really slow when he comes on the pitch. Tanaka, given a 7. Yeah, he came on. Had a great game. Shame he had to get taken off because the fourth official said he's going to get sent off. So that was a bit annoying, but he had a fantastic game, so 7. DCL, 5, again, just didn't do a lot. And Nonto, 6, came on, took the ball in well, dribbled with it, just what we needed to do, you know. Would have been better than the Brendan Aaronson on the pitch. But yeah, Nonto, 6. There your Merv Awards for Aston Villa. Yeah, it was some decent ratings in there. That's the thing, some decent ratings, because we didn't play bad, but it's just a game we just shouldn't have lost. We didn't need to lose that game, but we did. Anyway, let's get into the pre-match talk. It's what you've came here for. It's what's happening today. Man City away at 3 p.m. kickoff. So, pre-match, fart presser, what do we know? So, injuries. Longstaff is out for 4 to 6 weeks now. Stack will miss the game, and Bornau will be a late call. I mean, is the Bornau one, was that really worth telling us? Was it really worth it? I don't know. But Stack will miss this game, I think. To be fair, he needs it because I think he needs a break to pull his finger out and get himself sorted because he's been crap recently. Longstaff, I mean, you can play well. We've seen Longstaff play well before. I'm a bit gutted that he's going to be out injured. But again, I think it allows us to, you know, freshen things up in the midfield for once, or maybe formation-wise as well. And he started talking about Aaronson a bit. He said he isn't always guaranteed to start. However, he shut down leaving him out because I think the main question was about leaving Brendan Aaronson out. He shut that question down extremely quickly. So I think we could see another Brendan Aaronson start this week. Well, today we could see another Brendan Aaronson start. Fantastic. Just what we wanted, isn't it? Great. And he still feels like he's on the same page as the hierarchy as well. So there's no doubts there whatsoever, apparently, according to Fark. As far as he's aware, he will be Leeds United manager for a little bit longer, as annoying as that is. But yes, that's the main points from the Fark presser. Couple injuries. He's probably going to start Aaronson today. And he still feels on the same page as the hierarchy, which is not really what I wanted to hear. But oh well, starting 11 times. So I'm going to tell you who I'd go for and then what I think the amazing manager Daniel Fark will go for as well. So I do Perry, Goodmanson, Rodon, Strike, Bogle. Keep that back five the same. I do Ampadu, and you're probably going to be raising eyebrows over this one because you're going to be thinking, lad, you've just slated him for the past like 10 minutes of his podcast and you're starting him. I would start Brendan Aaronson. But I'd start him in midfield, and what I'd tell him to do, I mentioned this in the International Break podcast, I'd tell him, Aaronson, run about, press, win the ball, and as soon as you get the ball, pass it to someone. No dribbling, just pass it. That's what I'd tell him to do, and do you know what? I think he could be all right at doing that, because that's the only good thing he can do is run about, and that's it. The hardest working player on the pitch. Then I'd do Tanaka because he was having an unreal game against Aston Villa before he got subbed off. And then the front three, Okafor, Nemec, and Daniel James. I think that's probably our strongest front three we can go for, Okafor, Nemec, and James. And I'd like to see that a bit more often. I think Nemec is finding his form. He scored 2 in 2 now. So start him. Okafor, when he gets into the groove, he can really play well. And Dan James, he had a great 20 minutes against Aston Villa. So, yeah. Then what I think it will be, so what Daniel Farr will go for, Perry, Goodmanson, Rodon, Strike, Bogle, so same back five. And then in the midfield, Ampadu, Gruev, and Tanaka. Yes, I think he will start Gruev in that midfield. We haven't seen Gruev play this year, but it's the straight swap. It's a swap that probably makes the most sense, bringing in midfielder for midfielder. So there you go. Then the front three, Okafor, Nemec, and that man, Brendan Aaronson, playing on the right wing, annoyingly. So yeah, that's what I'd go for. That's what I think Daniel Fark will go for. What do you think, LFU? Probably the same as me or something, or maybe you've dropped Aaron, done the wise thing and dropped Aronson instead of trying to sabotage your own team. Anyway, that's all the pre-match talk from me. Let's crack on into the score prediction. So from what we know from Fark's press conference, the starting 11 as well, what's the score going to be? I'm never going to predict Leeds United to lose, so get prepared for a deluded take here. But Man City, they've been on a bad run of form recently. They lost against Bayer Leverkusen this week. They also lost on the weekend as well, I think. I'm pretty sure they did. So, do you know what? Why not? Why can't we go and beat them? If we set up correctly, play in a good style, we could beat Man City. We could go scrape a win again like we did all those years ago with Stuart Dallas in lockdown. We could do that. So I'm going to go with a 1-0 win, but that's on the basis. If the team selection is correct, if the way we're playing is bang on, we can go get a result against City. Whether it's a 1-0 win, whether it's a 0-0 draw, a 1-1 draw, we can go do it. So that's what I'm going for. 1-0, but we just need to get everything right and we could do it. Daniel Fark, do something good for once in the Premier League. Thank you. Anyway, there we go. That's all I have to say for the pre-match talk. Let's go to Dad with his wiser view and see what he thinks ahead of the matchup against Man City.
Well, 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 here we are. Man City away. What a day this could be. Do we pull it out the bag in a Stuart Dallas bombing through the centre of the pitch and scoring the winning goal in the last minute moment? Or is it another thrashing? Looking at where Man City are, they lost at home during the week, right? For the first time since the Spurs defeat at home. So they're pretty good. I think it's one of those where, I've got to say, I think we played well at times in our last game. I was actually, you know, sitting back going, there's moments here, but we just can't score. Let's put it at that. So when it comes to the predictions here, with Man City's record at home, despite the loss in midweek in the Champions League, I think my head says 3-0 City, which isn't bad when you think about how many we've conceded against Arsenal, etc. I think 3-0 City is where the head's at. Heart-wise, I think we see big Brendan Aaronson scoring a 1-0 winner. And we just put all the men behind the ball, 0-0 until the 96th minute, and there's Brendan to tap it in with his arse at the back post. Take which one of those you want, but that's where I am at this moment in time on match day. Cheers, lad.
Yeah, there we go. I tell you what, I'd bloody love that to happen. I think I'm in the same set of mind there, you know. I'm deluded, thinking Leeds United are going to win 1-0. But if I'm going to be deluded, why not be extra deluded and have Brendan Aaronson scoring a last-minute winner off his backside today? That would be unreal. I wouldn't mind that whatsoever. That's what the heart's saying. But as Dad said, the head, it's probably saying something else. Probably more like a 5-0 thrashing, Haaland scoring all five. But come on, let's hope for that Brendan Aaronson last-minute winner off his backside into the back of the net at the Etihad. And that would be absolute carnage. But there we go, LFU. That's it. Done and dusted. Another lads pre-match pod in the book for Man City away. Make sure you're following on the socials, Lad to Leeds on Insta and X. If you're off to the game today, go have fun, or at least try to. And if you're going directly to the Etihad today, safe travels to the game. If you're staying in your nice warm house, or you're off to the pub to have a cracking time, go have some fun. Go have a pint for me. Let's hope for a Brendan Aaronson last minute winner off his backside. And let's get these 3 points. Come on, Leeds!